We're going to speak a little bit about the judgment of God. You know, so many times when it comes to judgment, there's fear in our hearts and we don't know what to expect from God and how will God deal with us. Now, I want to just read a verse which is well known to most of you from Isaiah 40. It says, "Comfort ye, my people. Comfort ye, my people." Let me just read it again. It says, comfort ye, my people, says the Lord your God." Isn't that awesome? So God says to the prophet that he should comfort the people. Now, then goes on to verse 2. It says, "Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem." Now, today I went and I just studied those words out. The word comfort, where it says comfort the people. And then he says, "Speak ye comfortably." Now, comfortably there, that's actually a complete wrong translation. Our Afrikaans translation says, "Speak unto the heart." So he says, comfort my people, speak unto the heart of Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the highway of the highway for our God." Now, this is actually a prophecy of Jesus Christ. And then it comes and it says that we, or the preacher, should speak comfort. And this is what comfort would be, to speak unto the heart. Now, that word unto, or speak to the heart, in the Hebrew also means to speak against the heart. So, what he was actually saying, he said, speak against the heart of Jerusalem. Speak against the heart of Jerusalem. Now, what does it mean to speak against the heart of somebody? Now, the heart of somebody is the core from where he functions. Now, the core from where any person functions is his belief. What do you believe? So what God was actually saying to Isaiah here is, speak against the belief that Jerusalem has. Speak against the belief that these people have. They believed that they were still in a war. They believed that they were still under a place where their sins were held against them. But their sins has already been forgiven, taken away, and their war has ended. Now, isn't that awesome? That's exactly what God says to people today. God says the only way in which people can be comforted is by speaking against the belief that says mankind is still guilty before God. The belief that says that there is still a war, that there is still something that you need to do to get God to do something for you, that belief is what God is not pleased with. The unbelief, the wrong belief, is what doesn't satisfy God. It doesn't please God. If you go and read in the book of Revelation, God will say, "This I've got against you." So what did God have against Jerusalem here? He had something against them. This is what he had against them. They still believed that they were guilty. They still believed that they were in the war against sin. They still believed that they were in a place where there's an atmosphere between them and God is angry with them. God says that I've got this against you in the book of Revelation. And if it boils down to this very simple thing, you're not believing the truth of your innocence. You're not believing the righteousness that's been given to you as a free gift. Righteousness is a free gift. We simply need to make use of that free gift. That's it. These people were not making use of the free gift. Glory to God. And it's prophesied about Jesus Christ and the judgment that was to come. Now, judgment in the Bible is actually a wonderful thing. Now, I want to explain why. The Bible says in Isaiah 51, let's go to Isaiah 51. And let me just share with you quickly what the judgment of God is. The judgment of God. Verse 4, it says, "Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nations, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people." So what he says is, he says, from him a new law will come forth, a new judgment. Now, if a constitutional court goes and sits down, they decide on the new constitution, a new law, a new way in which things will happen, or a new foundation from where decisions will be made. And here God says, "Hearken unto my people, listen to me, O my nations, for a law shall proceed," a new law shall still proceed from God. Amen. "And then he will make his judgment to rest." He will finalize his judgment, or you can also say that his judgment is to rest for a light of the people. So God comes and he says that his judgment will enlighten people. Then the Bible says that Jesus Christ enlightens every man that comes into the world. What does that mean? That means that Jesus is God's final judgment about your life. Jesus Christ is God's judgment about sin. Jesus Christ, I mean, this is awesome, man. Jesus Christ is God's final word on sin. And what he says in Jesus is that your sins has been removed. It's the announcement of your innocence as pertaining to the works of the law. It's the announcement of the free gift of righteousness. You know, there's nothing to be scared about if you know that the judge is for you and that the judge is just, and the judge will not let anything that's unfair happen towards any person. If one man could get you into sin, one man can get you into righteousness. And God decided to judge the world, to make a decision about the world. And God's decision, God's judgment about sin, God's decision about sin, God's decision about the value of a man, God's decision, which is judgment, God's decision, the mental faculty, the choice, the way God thinks about mankind, about man's sin, about Jews and Gentiles, about the future, has been made clear and spoken in human flesh, and that is Jesus. The grace of God is the judgment of God about your life. And I want to speak comfort to you by addressing every little bit of unbelief when it comes to the sin issue, when it comes to sickness and disease, when it comes to how God feels about you, when it comes to who you are. If you don't believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, there's great comfort coming your way, but because God will continually speak to, address your unbelief in what Jesus Christ has done. And as it says here in Isaiah 40, let me read it again, "Speak against the heart of Jerusalem." The heart is the belief system. "Speak against the belief system of Jerusalem." The belief system was, like I said, to think you're guilty when you're not. "Your warfare is accomplished, that their iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sins." I want to tell you, we've received more than enough payment for our sins in Jesus Christ. And John the Baptist came and prophesied about John and the whole happening of all this, because receiving double for our sin was in Jesus. Isn't that awesome? If you're going to read Isaiah 40, Further, you find that no flesh shall escape the judgment of God. No flesh shall escape the judgment of God. That means What Jesus Christ has done has been done for every man, so that every person can hear this message today and that the unbelief can be rebuked by the truth of our innocence. Isn't that awesome? That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I end off with this. If a person comes and he speaks towards your belief, he speaks towards your heart, he is coming against, if you've got unbelief in your heart, if you're still under the law, if you're under works righteousness in your heart, he's speaking against the very core of your being. God defines comfort by a correcting belief. That's why the Holy Spirit is called our comforter. He comforts us by reminding us of what we have freely received in Christ. The Holy Spirit cannot be defined as a comforter outside of correcting unbelief. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will convince the whole world or the world of sin because they have not believed. So we are comforted by the Holy Spirit showing us unbelief and correcting our unbelief into what Christ has done, how innocent we stand before God. As we make use, now I want to explain righteousness here quickly. Would it be a righteous thing for you to do to reject such a wonderful gift given to us? That would be unrighteous. That's why the Bible talks about the righteousness of faith. Abraham's faith was accounted to him for righteousness. So when we make use, the new law that God has passed is that there's only one representative for you, which is Jesus. As we make use of this, what happens to us? God says the right thing has been done by this person, which is to make use and believe in the truth. Amen. And the righteousness of faith is written behind our name. Now that is awesome. Now that's another message altogether. There's different righteousnesses in the Bible. Anyway, so I don't want to get into righteousness teaching. But what I want to say is simply this. Know this, that when God speaks to your heart and your belief is not in line with the finished work of Jesus Christ, that He is comforting you, although it might not feel like comfort. I want to tell you, if you build a big church by manipulating, controlling people, if you've got many people following you, but they've actually got fear, fear is actually the father of their service to you, and you were sincere in your heart, and God comes and corrects your belief, I want to tell you the chastisement of God is not pleasurable for that moment. Not because He doesn't love you, not because He doesn't care, but it's not pleasurable to hear that the very core of your being has been, you've actually been wrong. So when God comes with His comfort, He will comfort you by correcting your belief unto freedom. Hallelujah. God has judged the Gentiles, the Bible says. And this is how He judged the Gentiles. He says, this was His judgment. It's not fair that those people who I created are not called my people. And there's a difference between a Jew and a Gentile. And that's God's final judgment, is that I make one new man by taking the law away. So, for instance, let's get to the Israel thing quickly. I'm getting into things I didn't even plan to say. If you are into, no, the Jews are special and the Gentiles are other people, let me tell you, my friend, God's going to speak to your belief. And He's going to continually comfort you by speaking against that unbelief. Glory to God. Well, I hope you've been encouraged by this. Remember that the voice of God is always towards, listen, your war is over. Listen, your sins has been pardoned. And any belief outside of that, any belief outside of that simple rest, God will correct by the comforter called the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless.